Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is the 21st of June, and it's 7:06 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. Hey, I hope you had a great weekend. We're going to be talking about what some of the things that happened over the weekend, but things that are going to be happening this week. We got a big day today. Congressman Herger is going to be on today at 8 o'clock, and we'll have him for about 35-40 minutes. But first, we're joined today by Bad Bob.
Summer solstice and loving the weather.
First day of summer today.
First day of summer.
Longest day of the year, too.
Is it? June 21.
Is that right? Okay. You know what? I have to admit, Bob, that your shirt today is understated. It is...
Still Hawaiian.
Still Hawaiian, of course. And but not your usual look at it and gag. You know.
I've been watching the yard sales, looking for shirts just to wear for your enjoyment.
I do it. Ernie, sell it with Ernie and Dave. These guys are on a rampage out there. I mean, I can't believe it.
That's
anyway,
a big roll. By the way, Cheryl.
Wait a minute, speaking of on a roll in a rampage. You're not
rampage
a rampage.
Is, I'm not sure if that's a good word, but I don't know if I feel like I'm on a rampage. I feel like, you know, I'm embracing the day and I feel great. If you're just tuning in, hope you are too. 7:06 in the morning. Today's going to be high of 92, currently 67 degrees. Going to be a gorgeous week. And by the way, Cheryl Cobb, speaking of Dave and Ernie, she co-hosted on
Dave and
Sticking
Ernie
Your
Show.
Tongue Out, while because I didn't make your coffee just right.
It's pretty strong there.
Girls, you know what that's like. You know, you try to serve your man, like on Father's Day. You did. You know, I made you breakfast yesterday.
Well, we're going to talk about those kind of things, too.
Thank God you didn't stick your tongue out yesterday
made
you that breakfast, incredible breakfast.
Breakfast, you made an incredible breakfast. You know, you and I got the paper. We went to the fair, went to a movie, came home. It was a great day.
It was a great day. And by the way, shout out to the fair yesterday. We went, it must have been around noon. Wasn't very crowded. We visited livestock, the Midway. We really combed the fair, went to the exhibits and the pictures and the art. And when we walked through one of the halls, we went through by the Forest Service, and there was a gentleman there. Carl started asking him about these bugs. I don't know if you guys have them or not, but, you know, where the bark is, where we've thrown the bark underneath the trees, this particular one is a cypress. There are these little red bugs that look like ladybugs, but they're not. They're larger. And
they have more legs.
And there's tons of these red bugs in this particular area.
They're not like a bright orangey red, though. They're kind of like a maroon red. It's kind of cool. I've never seen any before. But let's go back to Cheryl Cobb.
Well, let's go back to the Forest Service guy. Well, just a minute. So he said, put the bug in a jar and wrote the name down on the back of his card. That's their entomologist expert, and they could tell
she
us
would
about
identify who
and I thought that was incredible. Talk about that was a wonderful help right there. Going back to Cheryl.
But Cheryl was on the show Saturday and was helping Dave out while Ernie was gone. So, you know, Cheryl does a great job. She does everything, Cheryl Cobb. And she just, you know, she's recovering from a fall she had that her shoulder was broken. So she's one of our favorite people.
Yeah, she's good people. You know, shout out to Cheryl. Hi.
Okay, and when we come back, we're going to talk about, you know, what's going on day 63 in the oil. What's going on in the Middle East? What's going on? In case you haven't seen it, the Obama administration, against the advice of their generals and the Defense Department, is still planning on pulling troops out of Afghanistan on a time frame, as opposed to pulling them out when you have objectives that are completed. And that's right. You know, this man who is our president has taken us down the road, my friends, and we're going to be talking about some of the other things, including what do the people, what do the nations, other nations of this world think of him? you know, what was all, you know, all this hope a little bit over a year ago? What's happened to it? Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
He's back. I found him. He's really back.
Okay.
I've looked everywhere. I looked high and low, and I finally found him.
Okay, just who did you find?
Clyde.
I didn't know he was missing.
Hi, this is Clyde, and I wasn't missing, but I am back. Clyde's Enterprises Home Electronics and Classic Car Parts, located next to the Sausage Factory on Hartnell Avenue.
Our new home for all your electronic needs. Home theaters, flat screen TVs, sales and service, and the same quality service and expert installation you have come to expect from Clyde since 1971.
And a huge selection of parts and accessories for all you muscle car enthusiasts.
The one and only original, never needs any introduction, Clyde is back. 1250 Hartnell Avenue in the old Giles Lock Building. 221-4144.
Come in and say hi. We'd love to see you.
We buy.
We sell.
We're local.
We're reliable.
The Gold Mart. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
What are you going to do about dinner tonight? What are you in the mood for? A savory, mouth-watering, fork-tender filet mignon you can cut with a smile? A hot and juicy New York or top sirloin steak cooked to perfection? Deep-fried jumbo prawns? Tender ocean scallops? Crunchy, flavorful, golden brown southern fried chicken? All served with garlic bread, baked potato, or french fries, along with a big family-style bowl of tossed green salad with a homemade dressing of your choice? Yeah, in the mood? Well, then what you do about dinner tonight is do Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark for 70 years and serving the finest USDA choice meats aged and prepared to tasty perfection for an unforgettable dining experience. When you do Jack's, you do your best. Open Monday through Saturday for your dining pleasure. What are you doing for dinner tonight? Well, grab someone special and do your best. Do Jack's, 1743 California Street, Reading.
Most days go by without a whole lot of surprises. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if life as you know it has completely turned on its head? Would you be prepared? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, be ready. Get a kit. Make a plan. Be informed. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Nancy Sutton Pierce. Join me for the Conscious Living Show every Saturday at 11 a.m. right here on KCNR 1460. Brought to you by Hilltop Medical Clinics and Nancy Sutton's House of Yoga.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl Lindabot, KCNR 1460. What a great day it is. 7:14 in the morning. Phone lines here, 605-4567. We are streaming at KCNR1460.com. And if you have any questions you don't want to just call in, and we get a lot of these, just write to Linda at KCNR1460.com.
I got one here.
Okay, already.
Well,
okay.
First of all, I want to say that thank you, Bob, because I asked for a little Neil Diamond this morning. I was feeling a little Neil Diamond. And I just love the lead-in music. Somebody had just recently have acquired a new member to their family, a puppy. And they said, help, I'm looking for names. And since it's a French bulldog, I said, well, how about Francine? How about Musette? Or Betty from Betty Boop, more later. And how about, finally, Cinderella? It's
no,
a little black.
I know. That's a French name?
Musette and Francine, Betty Boop, but the black
Betty
and white.
Betty Boop.
Betty, just Betty.
I mean, Betty, that could be like Betty Page, the pinup.
Could
star.
Be Betty Page.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Oh, well, look, Bob's head came up off the desk.
Here, let me reply here. Betty Boop or Better Page. Okay. Anyway, do email me, Linda at KCNR1460.com. We're always taking your emails open line, streaming live as well. So, what do you got there?
Well, it's the Obama administration has reaffirmed Sunday that it will begin pulling U.S. troops out of Afghanistan next summer, despite reservations among top generals and absolute deadlines are a mistake. Good old Rahm Emanuel, you know, the guy that tries to hire people to stop him running for office. Oh, there's nothing wrong with that. That's that Rahm Emanuel says, oh, that's not changed. Everybody's agreed on the date. He said that General Petraeus and Gates and Mullen, well, you know, Mullen and, you know, and Gates rolled over on other things. In fact, you know, what happens with this administration is they say one thing and then they do another. It's like, okay, let's just say on the don't ask, don't tell policy. Well, we're not going to do anything until we get all these reports back from the services, how to do it, if we should do it, you know, the best way, blah, 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 blah. Then they vote to have it done. And now with this, we're bringing in the troops. Now, I can tell you, because I get emails from the front, and they must be getting the same emails, that's the only thing I can think, that says, you know, they're out there pushing these Marines to get these jobs done, and the Marines are still trying to figure out who the bad guys are and which direction to shoot, because they haven't been on the ground long enough. So what happens? Let's just put a deadline on everything. So what do you think the Taliban's going to do? You think they're going to get into set fights with us? No. They're going to back off. They're going to hide. They're going to do anything they can because they know we're leaving, because we don't have a policy in Afghanistan. Well, but that's our leader. And speaking of which, if you don't mind me sharing this, came out of new U.S. News and World Report, and I think Zuckerman is the guy that wrote it. And he says, essentially, since Obama has come in, and the United States has been on the top of the power ladder, if not, you know, the world's dominant power, at least right up there. We're the sole nation capable of exercising global leadership on a whole range of international issues, ranging from security and trade and climate to counterterrorism. And we also benefit from the fact that most countries distrust each other but trust us. Yet here it is, at almost a year and a half, the Iraq war lingers. Afghanistan continues to be immersed in an endless cycle of tribalism, corruption, and Islamic resurgence. Guantanamo still open. Iran spits in our face. North Korea toys with us. And Cuba spurns America's offer. You know, we wanted to open up things. They spurn that. The Palestinian Israelis find that U.S. policy positions change daily. And that, you know, the Saudis are deeply afraid because they know the only thing that Iran ever respects is a closed fist. Now, you know, the world leaders are looking at Obama, you know, bowing to Japan and Saudi Arabia leaders. I mean, this just keeps going on. And they're surprised by the gratuitous criticism and apologies for Americans' foreign policy under the previous administration. The one Middle East authority, Fadud Ajami, pointed out that Obama seems unaware that it is bad form and even a greater moral lapse to speak ill of one's own tribe while in the lands of another. Well, hello. You know, it's the fact is that there's too many things happening. We're in day 63 of the oil crisis. This oil disaster, which, by the way, they're saying it could be up to 4 million gallons a day draining into the ocean. And so the chairman of BP was seen at a yacht race. And, of course, they're going after him. Rahm Emanuel is going after him. Other people go, oh, what's he doing or what's he doing? Yet people seem to forget, Rahm, that you were on a vacation someplace for like 20 days. And the president was being entertained by Paul McCartney, who had specious things to say about our former president, and you just laughed. You know, where were you? Where was the president during the 63 days? You know, the first 45 to 50 days. Well, he wasn't there. So how can you point at the BP president? You know, yeah, the huge public relations mistake, but no more bigger than what Obama's done. Well, this has started my Monday off. You know, just little things that have happened, because we had a good time. We're going to talk about that. We're going to take a quick break here. And when we come back, I want to discuss, some of the things that are happening around here in our town that are really positive. Places to eat, places that we've been to. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Timberline Heating and Air wants to know, is your HVAC unit ready for summer? If not, give us a call. We're your carrier heating and cooling experts, and we can install a new, more efficient HVAC unit in your home or office for much less than you might expect. And with manufacturer credits, tax credits, and local utility rebates, your total savings could add up to $4,900. As your local factory authorized carrier dealer, who better to call for an estimate on a new carrier system to save you hundreds of dollars in future energy costs? Whether you need a new comfort system or a system system checkup for the new season, give Timberline a call for a complete and honest estimate on the Carrier system that will pay for itself in year-round utility savings and provide you with a 10-year parts warranty. That's the best parts warranty in the industry. Call 221-2222 or visit us online at TimberlineHVAC.com. We've been around longer, we work harder, we're the best value, we have the best warranty, and nobody does heating and air conditioning better. Turn to the experts at Timberline Heating and Air, 221-2222.
Hi, my name is Heather, and I work at Espresso Joe's. We've been in business for over 34 years and had the very first espresso machine in Reading. Espresso Joe's has over 30 gourmet coffees to select from, and we can brew them over 60 different ways. Not only does Espresso Joe's have the drink of your choice, but also an extensive array of espresso supplies so you can brew your own. Not sure how to use that espresso maker? Just ask me. Need a quiet place to drink your espresso? Go next door to our community room. Open up your computer and use our free Wi-Fi. We want you to enjoy your experience. Come and meet the T&B Sweeties and order your favorite cup of coffee. Espresso Joe's is located inside Tobacco and Brew at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Sundays. That's Espresso Joe's at 2143 Hilltop Drive.
The Anselmo Vineyards Wine Tasting Room is a sanctuary of elegance. Built on the structure of the original ranch house, you'll feel welcome in our cozy retreat. The tasting room offers majestic views of green pastures and the Trinity Range, and above all, wonderful, award-winning wines whose appearance, fragrance, and finish make your experience first class all the way. Chef John Stadelli's imaginative entrees will leave you with an impressionable gourmet experience like none other. Make a lifelong memory, satisfying all of your sensations when you visit Anselmo Vineyards. Just a short distance from Reading, it will become your favorite romantic getaway. Call the ranch at 474-5546 or visit our website at AnselmoVineyards.com for lunch, dinner, and wine tasting hours. That's 474-5546. Anselmo Vineyards, your destination getaway.
Yeah!
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. It is 7:23 in the morning.
Can you wait for a minute?
When a man,
oh, it's rich.
67 degrees. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And by the way, we're going to be up there Friday. Linda's going to be singing Friday up there. And plus, we're having Colonel Tim Garrity. I want you to put this on, put this, you know, little mark on your calendars that Tim Garrity's coming on. Colonel Garrity, who was in Beirut and has written a book called Peacekeepers at War, Beirut 1983, a commander tells a story. We'll be here, we'll be our guest at 7:30, beginning at 7:30 on Friday morning. Then we're going to go up to Tobacco and Brew at noontime for, we'll have our town hall meeting, plus we'll have books there available, you know, if you want to buy a book and for book signings. But this is something you don't want to miss at
all. You want to meet this man.
This, you know, he is an extraordinary warrior, an extraordinary gentleman that after he retired from the Marine Corps went to work for the Central Intelligence Agency and has a great deal of information that he is willing to share and will share with you. And I mean, these are things that, you know, that when you hear it, you're going, oh my gosh. Anyway, hey, you know what? Who we've got here right now is somebody that you've heard thousands of times, but he is also...
Way too many times.
Well, yeah. No, never way too many times here. He's the one that, you know, that we turn to for so many things. Jim Brewer.
Being on our team, Jim.
Well, I'm glad to be on the team.
It's just very rich. Good morning, and thank you for being here.
Good morning. Thank you for
having
me.
What happened over the weekend?
Hey, we had a great event yesterday up at Benton Field, something I was involved in, and thanks to you guys, we helped promote it here on KCNR, and that was Aviation Day. Just had a great day, great turnout. Last count, I think we had something like 800 breakfasts that we served.
Wow.
Lines were getting a little long at times, but we did the best we could to get them all through.
How's that compare?
Better than last year. Yeah, better than last year, and we had a good turnout. A lot of people just came out to look at airplanes and a lot of people taking flights, airplane flights and helicopter flights as well. In fact, they were still going on after we closed the event officially.
When did it close?
Well, at 2 o'clock, but I was up there like at 2:30 or 3.
Oh, we were there later than that, and there were still things going on.
Oh, I know. Everybody pretty well cleared out. A lot of the planes were still on display, but a lot of people were still taking flights
We saw groups of children being escorted back and forth.
And the nice thing was is that you guys put this event on, and it was free.
Absolutely free. Yeah. Free parking, free admission.
The flights weren't free, but free for people to come see, do something together as a family. It was wonderful.
Yeah. And of course, you know, breakfast, we charge for that because, you got to pay for that somehow. But,
but still, I mean, and just the people that bought the breakfast, a lot of people just showed up just to be there.
Oh, absolutely. So, that was great. I mean, there's no requirement that you buy anything.
Absolutely.
We just, say, hey, come on up, look at airplanes. It's fun.
I'd love to hear from somebody if they were up in a plane or a helicopter yesterday for the very first time, what their experience was like. Hopefully you'll call 605-4567. We'd like to hear from you.
That's right. Well, Jim, thanks so much. And thank you so much for what you do, not just for us, but for the community.
Well, I try to do what I can.
Well, you've been a member and a well-known member of this community for so many years. In fact, when we start thinking about it, you go, gosh, that is a long time.
Are you implying my age is somehow a factor in this?
You're still in your early 20s.
Yeah, right. I just look like I'm 59. Or 65 or whatever.
No, Bob looks like he's 65. We make Bob older every day.
Oh, yeah. The gray hair is getting getting thicker.
Well, we've got a...
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you
so much.
Yeah.
Today we're going to be, after our break, we're going to be talking to, somebody I met the other day that it was a surprise because, one of the things I want to do here, that I have not gone and done for such a long time is go to a baseball game. And we're going to have Greg Catterett, who is the president of the Reading Colt 45s, is going to be here at 7:30. We're going to talk baseball and we're going to be talking about, things like that.
Maybe sometime they'll let you throw the pitch. Who never knows. By the way, U.S. Constitution was ratified June 21st in 1788. That's kind of significant. And let's talk about a couple movies we saw over the weekend. Started off with... I'm sorry. I had to do it. Went with one of my girlfriends that I knew would totally get it. We saw Sex and the City 2 and laughed out loud, uncontrollably out loud. There were only three other women in the theater. It's been open for a while. And they laughed, but I think we laughed the loudest. And then a fun movie, especially for fashion, if you're into fashion. It's not realistic. I can tell you that back in the day in Vegas, the gold diggers, we used to dress up and we'd go down to the pool and it was high heels and big brimmed hats. We did that. And we'd hit the disco and it was fabulous. But I don't think we lived in these 5-inch heels all day long like these girls. But anyway. And then we went to go see Robin Hood.
Robin Hood. Now, here, I'm looking at Robin Hood as trying to compare because it's Ridley Scott and Russell Crowe
and Cate Blanchett.
And Cate Blanchett, yeah. But I'm trying Cate to compare Blanchett. It to the Gladiator movie.
It's hard after that.
It is because it's you got the same team practically together. And the thing about it is that it's
Cate Blanchett. That's her
name. It wasn't on the level. I don't even think it was probably 75% of the level of Gladiator.
Well,
to tell you the truth.
I think that
it's an entertaining movie. It's based on more historical, it's probably more historically accurate in many ways than Daryl Flynn of 1939.
Which was filmed in Chico, did you know?
No.
Filmed in Bidwell Park.
Wow.
Well, Bidwell Park looks like Nottingham.
Well, I will say that I believe you only have just a few masterpieces in your life, right? Not everyone's going to be a masterpiece. It still was an entertaining movie.
It was an entertaining movie,
but
right.
Blade Runner was a masterpiece, bar none, and so was, we can see Gladiator over and over and over again, and it was just visually... just a spectacular film and just passionate and just every sense was aroused.
Anyway, Robin Hood. Yeah. When we come back, our guest is Greg Cataret, the president and general manager and everything else of the Reading Colt 45s, the summer collegiate baseball team here in town. And we're going to talk baseball. We're going to talk how you can get out there. We're going to talk the rest of the summer. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Clearly, News Talk Radio.
This is Bob Belongi.
The Fox Business Network, the most powerful name in business news. Well, it's the first day of summer and the market's jumping off to a sizzling start due in part to a move by China, allowing its currency to rise in value compared to the dollar, and that should help American companies doing business in China. To food news, Ralph Corp Holdings, which makes Post cereal, will buy American-Italian pasta company for $1.2 billion. And the ketchup maker, H.J. Heinz, is buying Food Star, producer of Chinese food, for $165 million. Barnes & Noble is cutting the price of its Nook Reader to below $200, undercutting Amazon's Kindle. And we may find out what happened to some of Bernie Madoff's swindled money. The New York Post says that Madoff's partner, Frank DiPasquale, is telling the feds that Madoff funneled $9 billion to three people. And DiPasquale might name names in exchange for a lighter prison sentence. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Connell McShane.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Reduce email storage and get compliant.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver is an integrated hardware and software solution that indexes and preserves all email communication and attachments. With no per-user fees and a quick setup, the Barracuda Message Archiver is the best solution for reducing the cost of email storage while ensuring government and litigation compliance. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
This is Bob Belongi. You know, technology touches our lives every day in ways our grandparents couldn't even imagine. What was science fiction just a few years ago? Now just another day at the office. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio brings you the latest trends, products, and things you need to know for living life well in this 21st century. From medical breakthroughs to home entertainment and office productivity, we cover it all on Boomer Tech Radio. Saturdays from 2 to 3 on KCNR and online all the time, Boomer Tech Radio.
You know who we are. You've seen us on TV, and you've heard us on the radio.
Thanks, ShastaTradingPost.com.
You've seen us at many local events, fairs, rodeos, car shows, farmers markets, and parades. We work hard to market your business. With the Trading Post, you get more exposure for your dollar. If we could bring 25 new customers to your business every month, what would that be worth to you? Follow us on Facebook and see what you've been missing. So what are you waiting for? Call or email us today.
ShastaTradingPost.com. Buy local, shop local, dine local, stay local.
Where do you go when you want to buy that special piece of jewelry? Where do you go when you need an honest opinion and a trustworthy jeweler? Four Winds Jewelry. Whether selling your gold, redesigning older jewelry pieces, or buying that special stone, engagement, or wedding ring, Four Winds Jewelry is the place to go. Four Winds Jewelry has been in business for over 30 years. Four Winds Jewelry has traveled around the world, developing relationships to bring you the best in quality gems and loose stones. You deserve the best. You need a jeweler you can trust at prices you can afford. Four Winds Jewelry also has the only on-site expert watchmaker and repairman specializing in high-end watches. Come in and see us at Four Winds Jewelry.
Four Winds Jewelry on Hilltop Drive in Reading, across from C.R. Gibbs. Open Monday through Friday from 9:30 to 4. For private appointments, call 222-2750. That's Four Winds Jewelry.
Custom Auto Detailing wants to help get your vehicle ready for summer. Come in now and get $20 off their complete detail package. Custom Auto Detailing is your one-stop shop for all your cleaning needs. They specialize in cars, boats, and RVs. You can get your vehicle washed and waxed on the outside, detailed on the inside, or both. Custom Auto Detailing has been in business for 17 years and provides excellent quality service. Come in now and get $20 off their complete detail service. Custom Auto Detailing is located at 1180 Industrial Street, just behind the grocery outlet, or call 243-9590.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 7:34 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming at KCNR1460.com. Or you can write to Linda, Linda@KCNR1460.com.
Tell you about the weather this morning. It's going to be sunny today with a high of 92. Beautiful out. We're going to have a great week. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, our favorite destination getaway.
And we're going to be up there this weekend.
Yeah.
On Friday. Going to have, in fact, Colonel Garrity, he's going to be up there too for that day. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, in fact. 2143 Hilltop Drive, finest tobacco emporium in the North State, and Espresso Joe's. You know, 30, 40 different types of coffee. They can fix, you know, 60 or 65, 70 ways. I mean, just the geometric progression of numbers on how you can have coffee there is just so far beyond me at this point. You can grab your coffee, go next door, and they have free Wi-Fi. Again, Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. They are the finest tobacco emporium in the North State.
Take me out to the ball game.
That's right. You know, our guest, you know, and it's funny how you run into people at different places.
I mean, let's also just say that baseball and hot dogs, I mean, can you get any more American, all besides jazz, with things that really are American?
That's
baseball.
Right. And our next guest is the president of the Reading Colt 45 Summer Collegiate Baseball Series, Greg Catteray. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we met Greg in the offices of, well, in the lobby, I should say, of the Five Star Bank.
Oh, and, really?
Yeah. It was,
I didn't know that. So
yeah,
now, yay.
Standing there, and we heard him talking about baseball, and we just started talking. And, Greg, you know, you've been in the, you played professional baseball for what?
18 years.
18 years mm-hmm. with nine different teams.
Nine different major league teams. I prefer to think of it as being wanted rather than unwanted. But
well, tell us a little bit about yourself. Do you mind?
No, not at all. I mean, it's kind of what you get used to when playing major league baseball. You know, I grew up in Michigan and played summer collegiate baseball for a team called Sullivan's Furniture back in Grand Rapids, and that's where originally, you know, got my interest and helped get me a start in professional baseball and allowed scouts to come out and see you against better competition and give you an opportunity to get drafted. And, so I got drafted by Oakland and that got me to the West Coast. So I played rookie ball in Medford, Oregon, then Modesto, California for A ball. I came up through the times with the A's with Canseco, McGuire, Kerry Steinbach and myself all came through together to the minor leagues. We won three minor league championships and then, we're fortunate enough to go to the 88 World Series, and then in the middle of the 89 season, I was traded for Ricky Henderson to New York and spent the next 4 years back there with the Yankees. And then
started. So you spent 4 years with the New York Yankees?
Mm-hmm. And times that they like to forget. They only remember the times they win, and they weren't real good when I was there. That was the times of George Steinbrenner being suspended for 2 years and four managers and five general managers in 4 years, and it was truly the Bronx Zoo.
Now, you say you pitched?
Yes, left-handed pitcher.
Okay, and so you pitched for the Yankees.
Left-handed pitcher.
And you pitched for the Yankees for 4 years.
Yes, I did.
Well, that's up in the big leagues, I understand that, you know, that the people that, you know, there's so many great, I shouldn't say that. There's so many people that play baseball, and you start taking it down. What is the percentage, of those who make it to the show?
Less than 1%. It's 750 in the whole world. That's one of the things that's always interesting when we got into coaching, talking to people and saying, there's millions of engineers out there, and whatever they tell you, you believe. And there's, you know, thousands of doctors, and whatever they tell you, believe with 10 years of schooling. And I played 18 years of only 750 people in the world, and everything I say is wrong. Believe me. Dad always knows better.
Well, I'm going to ask you a girl question. It's something a woman would say, I would think. And what has baseball taught you?
Well, it's kind of a microcosm of life. You just get it a lot faster. You go from everything from the travel and the different cities and dealing with different ethnic and cultural diversities around, you know, going from Oakland, more of a laid-back ball club, to New York and living there. And I went to Kansas City, Detroit, Toronto, living in another country and playing there. Which I grew up in Michigan, which is, you know, a mile across the river to Toronto, to Canada, so you're kind of used to that a little bit. But you see it all, and you deal with a lot of things fast. You deal with the financial aspects of trying to understand how to handle your money and how to live in cities and get around and plane flights and all that kind of stuff. And you deal with failure. I mean, baseball is a game of failure, and you learn about that in a hurry, and you learn how to deal with that. And it's that's tough for a lot of people, and that's one of the issues they're running into Major League Baseball right now when these kids get to the big league so fast. They've never failed before they get there. And it's tough to fail on a big stage. They'd much rather have you fail in minor leagues where the stage is a little bit smaller and not quite as traumatic for you.
Well, and then they can also then tell if the how you do handle failure. And they they can maybe mentor you through it. But when you're on, you've got the big microscope on you, it does become harder.
Yeah, I mean, if you're failing in front of millions of people and on ESPN and the front page of USA Today, it's a little tougher, you know. And, for me, it was fun. It was, baptism under fire. I mean, my first full year in the big leagues, I was in the World Series, My first game in the big leagues was bases loaded and nobody out and Wade Boggs up the bat. My first appearance in the World Series was bases loaded and nobody out in a 0-0 ball game against the Dodgers. So
what happened?
I got him out. I didn't get Boggs out. I walked Boggs, but in the World Series, I popped a guy up. We end up. That's the only game we won that World Series. That was the famous Kirk Gibson one-legged, one-armed home run.
Oh yeah. Oh, I saw that game. I mean, I think on the TV. Of course, me and everybody else, and you've seen it so many times since then. I thought, did I ever see that game? Okay. Hey, look, we got to take a quick break here, and our guest is Greg Cataray from the Colt 45s.
It's amazing who you run into at in the lobby of Five Star Bank. When we come back, we're going to find out what brought you to Reading. This is Carla Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio. You're listening to KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Diane from Country Kitchen. Everyone knows we serve a delicious, hearty breakfast made with the freshest ingredients and served with a smile. Custom-made omelets, eggs benedict, house-made breads, and, of course, our famous cinnamon rolls. But let's talk lunch. Country Kitchen also serves a fantastic lunch. The burgers are hand-pressed and served on freshly baked buns. The deli meats and cheeses are the highest quality and served on your choice of house-made bread. The soups are handcrafted, most of which are Country Kitchen's original recipes. For the third season, our summer salads are back by popular demand. This year, we've added two new salads that are sure to become favorites, a classic Cobb and a grilled chicken Caesar with marinated artichoke hearts and avocado. All of the summer salads are served with a house-made dressing and your choice of cornbread or garlic toast. Whether it's breakfast or lunch, you're sure to find something to satisfy your appetite. Stop by the Country Kitchen and check out our great new fresh look. Located on Hilltop Drive, just south of the new Trader Joe's, Country Kitchen, your breakfast or lunch destination.
Don Stent for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A letter from a customer. Gary wrote, "After a collision, my car steered erratically on mountain roads. The shop doing the repair replaced the frame, but it still steered erratically, not to mention the hassle of trying to get them to do it right." He said, "It irritated me when you said you would charge me just to examine my car. I had second thoughts about spending any more money on it." You explained, you did not just look at a car and guess. You compared the measurements to the factory specifications and put together a report. Well, it was the best money I ever spent. You found the problem, repaired it, and now my car drives great. Well, Gary, we appreciate the platter of delicious cookies you delivered a few days later. But we can't take all the credit. You ultimately had to make the decision yourself. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This was his old chair, the one he used to sit in Sunday afternoons watching the football game. Well-worn but rich in character. You brush your hand over the back of the chair, thinking to yourself, he really isn't gone. He's just out in the backyard raking up the last of the leaves before the rain comes. But then you realize the yard's empty, and a wave of emotion overcomes you.
Grieving the death of a loved one takes time. McDonald's Chapel reminds you that with careful planning, your journey in life can be celebrated by those who watched in wonder at all your adventures. McDonald's Chapel and Reading Cemetery can customize their services so that the family you leave behind can treasure those special memories. Plan ahead. Call McDonald's Chapel. Their number is in the white pages. Service beyond expectation is their promise. Funerals, cremations, burial services, and affordable pre-planning. McDonald's Chapel, a Dignity Memorial provider. Support and comfort in difficult times.
Good morning, Reading. 69 degrees. It's 7:44 in the morning. We're taking your emails, Linda at KCNR1460.com. We want to also let you know that we're bringing on a brand new sponsor, but someone that we really believe in, BNT Satellite out on Airport Road, locally owned. The service is incredible. We've had people on that we don't know that have called us when and told us how wonderful the business was and how well they were treated.
That's right. Doug's a veteran, 82nd Airborne type guy, been in the business a long time. He's a good man. They're offering up any number of great deals out there. And so you just need to go out on Airport Road to B&T Satellite, and you'll see those satellites right in front of it. And go see Doug, because I guarantee you he's going to give you a great deal.
It's all about excellence, which leads us again back, if you're just tuning in, to our guest today, who is Greg Catteray. And we've been talking about your experience. Your professional career is so expansive. And here you are in Reading. So what brought you to the North State?
Probably what brings everybody else to the North State. You know, great outdoors, good people, good place to raise your family. And that's kind of what we were looking for. My wife's from Medford. So I always say it's close enough to the in-laws and far enough from the in-laws.
They just don't drop over for lunch.
Yeah, you know they're coming.
Yeah.
So it's been a great place to raise the family. You know, we lived in Arizona early in my career, which made it easy, to get ready for another season and prepare yourself for a lot of the guys around, and the weather's good year round, And then, I grew up on a farm in Michigan and just wanted more room for the kids. I wanted to be able to play football on the lawn, not be stuck on concrete, all the time. So it's been a great place to raise the family.
That's great. Now, tell us about the Colt 45s. There may be some people out there that don't understand just what the Colt 45s are and how they are in our community.
Okay, we're a summer collegiate baseball team, and that basically started as we coached, went through the high school age, and our guys were getting to college, and I had numerous guys in college from Trevor Decker and Gabe McDougal and Drew Hedman and different guys in college, and they'd always send them away to play somewhere in the summertime. Their coaches wanted them to get valuable experience. And, we would want them to be able to come home and play instead of, they had some good teams around, but it was more a combination of guys that had played college baseball, were out and were done and maybe semi-beer league type of stuff. And their college coaches want them to come back and play with other college guys where they feel like it's a little more controlled. They know what the competition is. The competition's consistent day in and day out. And they know it's not going to be some guy that's frustrated that he didn't get a good college career trying to snap somebody's leg in half in the slide of second base or something like that. So we, it's all that was going on in the communities. The Humboldt Crabs have been around for 65 years. They're a nonprofit over there. They draw about 30,000, 35,000 fans a year over there. Yuba Sutter Gold Sox, who we've traditionally opened a season with the last 4 years, drew over 70,000 fans last year. And we think the community of Reading's better than that, better than those city venues, for us to have people in the summertime and a lot of recreation up here. And so we've put it together and slowly grown. Dennis Brugman started the team 6 years ago, and we've slowly grown until you get more and more attendance based as we move along. And we try to do it like a minor league team. Try to get between innings entertainment going on. We have different sponsors from different businesses around town where we have things from the Target where they sponsor a gift card for the throw ball through the Target. Bleachers, they carried a tray with a couple pitchers of water to run the bases. The Dizzy Bat Spin, the kids spin around a bat and run, for Waterman's batting cages. So a bunch of events like that. We've slowly ramped it up where we have beer sales now at the ballpark. So you can get a cold beer along with that hot dog. And
that's right. Now we're not talking about just a cheap hot dog here either, are we?
No, I mean, my wife.
These are good hot dogs.
Right. My wife and I had a discussion about that. I said, a woman will go eat a hot dog because she's hungry. A man will eat a hot dog because he's looking forward to it. You're going to the ballpark and you're hungry. Yes. And you say, I'll get something. I need to get something to eat. Or wait a minute, I can have two hot dogs and two beers. And those are good hot dogs. That's important. So we try to do everything quality. Anytime we look at something, we say, let's err on the side of quality more than making another penny.
Okay. Now your players come in from all over the United States.
Yes, first and foremost, we try to, help the local players that are good enough to play at this level. And we have to have some standards that way. But then we fill in from the rest of around the country. And, this year we have some guys from Michigan, from my alma mater, Grand Valley State. And then we have guys from Mississippi Valley State, UC San Diego. We get guys from all over the place. And wherever we feel a need, and we can fill it, we try to give them a good experience and integrate them in the community. We have host families to help them out and get the expenses down for these kids, and a lot of them, develop lifelong attachments.
Now, do they pay their own way through here, or are
they sponsored?
It's their choice. I mean, most of them do pay their own way as far as getting here, and That's why we try to help them out with the host family. And we try to, we run youth camps during the summer and try to give them some money that way to help them with the expenses of meal money and stuff like that. Because we're getting ready to go on a 7-day road trip. Like, we just got back from 3 days with the Humboldt Crabs and got today off, and we're heading to Carson City and Bend and Medford for the rest of the week. And so we try to help them with expenses where we can. In the past, we've been able to get them jobs in the community. Obviously, it's tough to get ourselves jobs in the community right now with the economy. But, you know, if someone needs a work crew for a day or two, you know, these guys are perfect.
And the age span is?
They're guys are from basically 18 to 22.
Okay.
You know, they're all college age guys. They got college eligibility. They played college baseball this past
year. So if you needed a crew of pretty bright young men, then you could just call the Code 45 and say, hey, I need some people out here to move this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, if you're painting the garage, if you're cleaning the yard, you know, and the brush out of there, whatever, these guys know what they're doing. You know, a lot of them are outdoorsmen and stuff, too, and have handled chainsaws and stuff like that. So we put together work crews from everything from sweeping out the garage to washing cars to, you know, some of them have worked at Ready Distributing, put them to work over the past years and stuff, too, and they're good hard workers.
That's great. That's great. You know, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to talk about how we can get out there and support the Colt 45s. Carl Underbot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Continue your lifelong journey of learning through the new Simpson University for Seniors program. This exciting new program is challenging, affordable, and fun. Topics are varied and engaging, taught by top professors and professionals. Come share and grow at Simpson University's main campus in Reading and experience college-level course instruction without homework, tests, or grades. Learn more about Simpson University for Seniors coming this fall. Stop by or call the Reading campus or visit online at simpsonu.edu/seniorschool.
Simpson University. Challenge your mind, change your world.
Furniture for life, Kubler's Furniture. Everything we do is all about you.
Kubler's Furniture's trade-in sale is on now. Trade in your old furniture today and receive no haulaway or dump fees, plus extra savings off the already low prices from Kubler's. Don't throw Dad's old chair away. Trade it in and get Dad a new recliner. Trade-in savings add up depending on how much you purchase. Get up to $100 in savings for your old furniture. Trade in your old sofa for new with gorgeous sofa sets from Broyhill. Or how about a comfy new mattress from Simmons? Queen mattress sets start at just $4.99. Kubler's Furniture's trade-in sale is on now. Trade in your old furniture. New and save. Your old furniture is worth cold, hard savings. See for yourself at Kubler's Furniture, your Broyhill Showcase Gallery.
Kubler's Furniture, furniture for life.
Trade-in sale is going on now in the month of June. Kubler's Furniture, your Broyhill Showcase Gallery. Located 1894 Churn Creek in the Shasta Center. Some items exempt from sale. See store for details.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away 1,000 of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day. Because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-876-7193. 1-800-876-7193. That's 1-800-876-7193. 1-800-876-7193.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. It's 7:54 in the morning. Phone lines here, 605-4567. Our guest is Greg Catteray, who is the many things. He's president of the Colt 45 Summer Collegiate Baseball League. How do people support you, Greg?
you know, come out to the ball games is, you know, something fun. That's what we look at it. It's, you know, cheaper than a movie and good wholesome entertainment, and family can get involved, and evenings are pretty nice and ready. Especially this year, it's been a little cooler, yeah, you know, but our games are generally at 7 o'clock for that reason. You know, I might have to suffer for an hour, you know, until it starts to really cool off, but the beer's cold at that time. So
where do we get tickets? How do we see where the, you know, who's playing the games and all that for the calendar?
Well, you get tickets right at the gate. You know, we're not in a situation yet where we're sold out that way. We did send out about 800 tickets to different businesses in the community this year to see if people want to come out too, and we have pocket schedules that numerous businesses all over town. ReadingColt45.com is our webpage. It has updates on the games, our schedules, our upcoming games, stuff like that, stories about the kids. You know, so there's a lot of different areas out there that have our games. And the easiest thing for most people is just look up on the internet. But these pocket schedules, look around at different businesses. And
yeah, Five Star Bank's got them up there on the on their counters. We go in there.
Spread them all out. And if somebody would like to have some on their counter, just give us a holler or an email, and we'll bring some by.
Oh, we've got some out here now. We will out here in front here at KCNR. And, you know what, we might just find a way to start maybe give away a couple of games a week. You know, tickets a week.
We'd be happy to do that.
Yeah, we can do that. We can work that one out.
Spread the word.
Yeah.
We've done different events, you know, different fundraisers and stuff. We give away season passes, stuff like that. We have our youth camp starting next week, our 8 to 12-year-old youth camps. Starting the next week, the week after, it's 11 to 18-year-olds, and that's what we're doing there is we have four Oakland A's tickets for the kids that come to it, a season pass for us, 10 adult tickets so their parents can take them to the game, you know, a Colt 45 hat and a T-shirt and water, and these college players will be instructing them for that whole week, and you sign up for that through the Reading Parks Department, and it's right there at Tiger Field.
Can we talk a little bit and tell our listeners about where are we with the new baseball field that's happening out at Simpson? You brought that, the disassembled field, it's an entire stadium here, right?
Yeah, the Reading Colt 45 is the ones that, you know, found the stadium as far as that it was available, made the deal to acquire the stadium, and then we did a lot of disassembly with, you know, along with a couple of the businesses that supplied a lot of, you know, Muse Concrete, did an awful lot to help us out there and voiced it over there, and a lot of different companies in town helped us out moving it. Pat Corey's got the scoreboard over there, Mikhail Signs are refurbishing it for us, and we're hoping, you know, to break ground out here shortly. I'll find out more in a meeting next week where exactly we are. We've made quite a distance on our fundraising, but we still need to close the final gap to get that up, and that'll make a huge difference. You know, we have 18 home dates during July because we kind of leave a lot of the dates open in June because the American Legion needs the field, and Tiger Field gets impacted so heavily. It'll be nice to have a venue where we can schedule, the seats are more comfortable, a little more shade for people, and you know, you can look forward to going to the ball game even more, and maybe a little better environment. You know, South Reading Park gets a little tough at times, you know.
Well, you know, Greg, you know, it's a pleasure having you on. This is not going to be the last time because you now are our big league baseball correspondent.
Oh.
That as we go along this summer, we want to have you on. We can talk about the 45s. We want to talk about your ideas of what's going on in the leagues. You know, because there's a lot of questions I think a lot of people have, like, you know, changes that you've seen in the last 20 years, 25, 30 years in baseball.
Yeah, it changed a lot. You know, I ran into it a little bit over in Humboldt this past weekend, the way people celebrate now. It used to be, you know, you don't show up the other team and stuff, and we had some interesting events happen over there with, you always have to battle the umpires over there anyhow, you know, but had a couple bad calls in extra innings, and then, you know, when they do win, you know, the guys throw their helmets and it's in your dugout, and, you know, we had, it's where their guys ran out on the field at a play at the plate, you know, that tied the ball game like it was game ender in the middle of the play, and you're like, what's going on here? You know, get off the field. But
yeah, lack of discipline.
It's changed a lot. It has changed quite a bit, and I have to adjust to it a little bit too because I end up getting mad about it.
Well,
not necessarily good.
Well, you know, things have changed. Society's changed.
And it all comes down to respect. You know, you have to just respect your teammates, even on the other side. And that starts at home.
It does, and that's one thing we teach here. That no matter what, we are on the side of class, and you know, treat the other team like the way we want to be treated, or better yet, you know, even better than that. You know, so you know, that's one of the things we teach our guys. We had that conversation, you know, with one of our guys this weekend. We don't thump our chest and stuff after we get somebody out. It's what you're supposed to do. It's not celebrate me all the time.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Celebrate
it's,
the team.
Do your job. You know, oh, you got somebody out. Wasn't that your job? Mm-hmm. Isn't that what you're supposed to do? That kind of thing. Oh yeah, you see that happening, and where do they learn it? They learn it by watching the pros.
Exactly. That's disappointing, too.
Yeah, such a classy act. Okay, hey, Greg Cattaray, who is president of the Colt 45s, among other things here. What a, you know, pleasure having you on. You know, next hour, it's 7:59. We're getting ready to to close this segment out, we'll start next hour with Congressman Wally Herger. We're going to be talking about what's going on in D.C. is a good chance to ask the congressman a question. He's getting involved, of course, in the value-added tax. What about the immigration bills? What about all the different things that are happening?
Well, Greg, thanks for being our guest today. And again, we are totally behind the Colt 45s and the ball on a regular. We're going to call your guys too and have them do some. We'll do some fundraisers for them. We'll get them some work.
Right. I think Leatherby's is going to have some out of Market Fest in the next couple weeks. Yeah. We're going to have that going on and stuff. And ask Mr. Herger if they got any of those stimulate dollars, you know, for a baseball stadium up here, maybe to finish that thing up.
Okay? Yeah, we could do that. Greg, thanks so much for being here. And this is not the only time. Like I said, we now consider you one of our correspondents.
Well, thank you very much. Come on out to the ballpark and enjoy a game with us.
We will do that. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Clearly, News Talk Radio.
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
News Radio and Lisa Brady. Americans do not have a constitutional right to support terrorists. That ruling just in from the U.S. Supreme Court. Fox News Radio's Chris Barnes, live in Washington.
In any way, shape, or form, Lisa, by a 6-3 ruling upholding the law making it illegal to give material support or resources to groups designated as terror organizations, a humanitarian law group had challenged what's been one of the government's most often used anti-terror laws on free speech grounds, and they said it was wrongly banning lawful activities like providing training and legal advice. But justices rejected that, saying the government can prohibit all forms of aid to such groups, Lisa.
Thanks, Chris. The U.S. Supreme Court also ruling that a woman who got breast cancer after taking hormone replacement therapy can go ahead with a new trial seeking punitive damages against the drug maker. Wyeth Pharmaceuticals was trying to block the trial and also wanted the high court to throw out nearly $3 million in compensatory damages. The Times Square bombing suspect due in court an hour from now to enter a plea on 10 federal counts. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso live outside federal court in Lower Manhattan.
Lisa, Faisal Shahzad is about 1 hour away from hearing the formal charges against him here in federal court, facing terrorism and weapons charges in that failed bomb attack in Times Square on May 1st. And it's likely Shahzad could plead guilty after admitting to his role in the bombing attempt to federal investigators, but he's since lawyered up, as they say. It is almost certain, though, that Shahzad will continue to be held without bail, Lisa.
Jeff, thanks. Eyes peeled in the Florida panhandle for tar balls and oil sheen.
We monitor the situation with the air. We monitor the situation with our boats and our vessels of opportunity.
Florida Governor Charlie Crist, as his and other Gulf states face the official start of summer today with tourism taking an oil spill hit. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Hi, this is Sally Field. You may not know it, but osteoporosis runs in families. My mother has it, and now I have it. So my doctor started me on once monthly Boniva. Boniva helps stop and reverse bone loss, so it's possible to do more than just stop bone loss.
Boniva Ibandronate Sodium is a 150 milligram prescription tablet for postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva if you have low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and/or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
You've got one body and one life, so it's important to have strong, healthy bones. Ask your doctor if Boniva is right for you.
Boniva, help stop and reverse bone loss. For a free trial offer, call 1-800-4-BONIVA or visit boniva.com.
Aging Kentucky con man Edward Edwards gets two more life sentences, this time in Wisconsin, where he recently admitted killing a couple 30 years ago. He also recently pleaded guilty to killing another couple in Ohio, where he got life with parole. He won't be eligible until he's 97, and if paroled, would just move on to the Wisconsin sentence. High winds fanning two wildfires near Flagstaff, Arizona.
This is pretty big, and kind of surprised.
Hundreds of residents urged to flee the flames over the weekend as firefighters continue to do battle on the ground and by air. A post-Father's Day message from the father-in-chief about the importance of being a good dad.
Those family meals, afternoons in the park, bedtime stories, the encouragement we give, the questions we answer, the limits we set.
President Obama speaking a short time ago at a D.C. theater and also praising the strength of single moms. Later, he'll host a Father's Day mentoring barbecue on the White House South Lawn. What happened to Bernie Madoff's millions? The Ponzi schemer may have hidden his fortune.
Word has it Bernie Madoff funneled $9 billion to three people before he was arrested, an inmate spilling the beans to the New York Post. Madoff in jail for life, convicted of running what is believed to be the biggest Ponzi scheme in history. Federal prosecutors will not comment on the claims. In New York, Todd Starnes, Fox News Radio.
Pianos popping up all over New York City. Anyone can have free access to pianos at dozens of local landmarks. The brainstorm of a British artist who's taken his idea on a world tour. Each of the New York pianos has been donated and then painted by local artists with attendants to unlock them each morning and cover them if it rains. Wall Street, a rally, the Dow up more than 95 points. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here are 605-4567. It is 8:06 in the morning. We're streaming on KCNR1460.com. And if you have a question, just send it to Linda at KCNR1460.com.
And you might want to be doing that because we're calling in 605-4567 because our guest this morning on Free Fire Radio is Congressman Herger. Good morning.
Good morning, Carol.
Linda.
And Bob.
Carol and Bob.
How's that? It's, how about Carl?
How about Carl and Linda? Carl and Linda Bob. But you know what?
Oh, how can you forget? Yeah, he was just kidding.
We're
I know.
On a roll here.
We are. Yeah, we do. Okay. You've got us going already this morning there, Congressman. Hey, you know, State of the Union, Congressman. Hello.
Yes, I'm here. Oh. Not good.
Oh, that's going to... Yes, well, that's kind of it's a shocking question here, because we're out here standing here in shock. What's going on?
Well, I think with the battle cry all over this nation, certainly in Northern California, is Remember in November. We have a group in Washington that has a 76-vote margin in the House of Representatives. They have 19 votes now in the Senate. They did have 20 votes, which was filibuster-proof. And they, with Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid and the president, they can pass virtually anything they want to pass. They're pretty much aware they're going to lose seats in November, so they're trying to jam everything through that they've been wanting to jam through this liberal, progressive agenda for decades. And they're trying to do it this year. So that's basically what we see happening in Washington. And they're basically not listening to the American public at all.
Immigration.
And so the battle cry is Remember in November.
Well, I think
that election.
I think there's going to be a lot of things brought out at that time. You know, we're hearing more and more about, of course, that the Obama administration is planning on taking the state of Arizona to court over the immigration law. Is that true?
Well, yes. I mean, that's what we hear. It's hard to know exactly what they're going to do, but that's certainly what they're threatening to do. And it's amazing because the Arizona law is nothing more than what the federal law is. It's merely, and I might also say that we have a very similar law that was passed many years ago in the state of California. So all we're saying is to enforce what's already there. If somebody's going to be stopped anyway, if someone's already breaking a law and they stop them, that why shouldn't they? I mean, they ask you for your license, your driver's license. Why in the world shouldn't there be some kind of proof that you're a citizen, particularly in an area where illegal immigration is so rampant? I mean, you know, this isn't rocket science, and that's why overwhelmingly the American public support the Arizona legislation. But no matter what that is, again, we have a President Obama, and the Democrats in the House and the Senate that want to overturn that.
You know, Congressman, the health care bill that was passed, there seems to be a growing and a fast growing opposition to it. And I'm seeing polls that say anywhere up to 65% of the people want this legislation changed or repealed. Is that what you're hearing in Congress?
Well, that is what I'm hearing. And what's more, again, I hear it in Congress. I hear it amongst Republicans in Congress. We don't seem to hear it among those who are in control, but you hear it every place you go out in the hinterland of America. The more we had these 2,700 pages of legislation that no one read, no one was aware what was in it. Even Speaker Nancy Pelosi came up with this bizarre statement just prior to the bill passing, which we saw run over and over again on Fox News, saying, well, gee, we don't exactly understand what's in it. There's this big fog that as soon as we pass it, we can clear out the fog and see what's in it. Well, you know, she was really prophesying exactly what happened. The Democrats did ram it through the House. They rammed it through the Senate. The president signed it. And now, for the first time, we're beginning to see what's in it. And the more we see, the more alarmed the American public are. The more it's going to cost the American public. The more, if unlike what the president and the Democrats were promising, if you like your health care like you have it, you can keep it. We're seeing it's exactly the opposite. No one's going to be able to keep basically what they have currently.
Well, it shows that the last thing I saw about it was the small business or the businesses that there are so many caveats on it that if it changes at all, they can jack up the prices or just even cancel it.
Carl, that's exactly it. Now, what they said and their way of claiming if you like what you have, you can keep it. Supposedly, they were grandfathering in what was already there before. Now, what they didn't tell you is what you're basically alluding to, and that is if there's any change at all, any minute change, the price goes up, anything happens, then it's no longer grandfathered in. So there's all these excuses as exceptions to why something won't be grandfathered in. Again, the more the American public becomes aware of what's in it, the more outraged they are. And, Carl, you may be aware, I have legislation, which I introduced, which will repeal 100% of the Obama health care plan and replace it with some positive market-oriented policies that will help, estimated by Congressional Budget Office, to bring down health care costs by as much as 20%. That's the direction the American public wants us to move in, not completely having the government run our entire health care
right.
system.
Congressman, we're going to have to take a quick break here. When we come back, we want to finish up on that. Then with the oil disaster in the Gulf, all of a sudden cap and trade is hitting the headlines. So I want to discuss that when we get back.
Sure.
Okay, Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
He's back. I found him. He's really back.
Okay.
I've looked everywhere. I looked high and low, and I finally found him.
Okay, just who did you find?
Clyde.
I didn't know he was missing.
Hi, this is Clyde, and I wasn't missing, but I am back. Clyde's Enterprises Home Electronics and Classic Car Parts, located next to the Sausage Factory on Hartnell Avenue.
Our new home for all your electronic needs. Home theaters, flat-screen TVs, sales and service, and the same quality service and expert installation you have come to expect from Clyde since 1971.
And a huge selection of parts and accessories for all you muscle car enthusiasts.
The one and only original never needs any introduction. Clyde is back. 1250 Hartnell Avenue in the old Giles Lock Building. 221-4144.
Come in and say hi. We'd love to see you.
C
Timberline Heating and Air wants to know, is your HVAC unit ready for summer? If not, give us a call. We're your Carrier heating and cooling experts, and we can install a new, more efficient HVAC unit in your home or office for much less than you might expect. And with manufacturer credits, tax credits, and local utility rebates, your total savings could add up to $4,900. As your local factory authorized Carrier dealer, who better to call for an estimate on a new Carrier system to save you hundreds of dollars in future energy costs? Whether you need a new comfort system or a system checkup for the new season, give Timberline a call for a complete and honest estimate on the Carrier system that will pay for itself in year-round utility savings and provide you with a 10-year parts warranty. That's the best parts warranty in the industry. Call 221-2222 or visit us online at TimberlineHVAC.com. We've been around longer, we work harder, we're the best value, we have the best warranty, and nobody does heating and air conditioning better. Turn to the experts at Timberline Heating and Air, 221-2222.
Sometimes it's okay to throw rocks at pretty girls.
But diamonds work best, and rubies and emeralds and opals.
The Gold Mart, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Good morning, Reading. This beautiful north state of ours. It's 70 degrees right now. It's going to be high of 92. Beautiful and sunny weather always brought to you by Ensamo Vineyards. If you're just tuning in, it's 8:15. We're taking your calls. 605-4567 here with Carla Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio. Our guest right now is Congressman Wally Herger, and we're talking about, of course, national issues. Good morning and welcome back to the program, Congressman.
Good morning. Great to be back.
Congressman Herger, you were talking about you introduced a bill to repeal the health care plan, but the Republican Party then has substituted something that will save taxpayers money.
That's right. What you know, the big concern was not that people didn't like their health care. Most people liked, almost all people liked their health care. What they didn't like was the incredible escalating costs. So we have several things that can help bring down costs, and the Congressional Budget Office has actually indicated that would be. One thing is that we have physicians that are running every conceivable test. I mean, literally 2 and 3 tests in addition to what they think they have to just to protect themselves from lawsuits, from frivolous lawsuits from lawyers that are suing them. So we have tort reform in there, which is not in the Democrats' bill. That's supposed to save probably over $100 billion. Also, unlike automobile insurance, where you can shop and we have competition from any state in the nation that wants to sell and compete on automobile insurance in our state, as well as this is true with virtually anything you buy, that's not the case with health insurance. Health insurance, because each state regulates their health insurance and because they're separate rules for every state, you can't buy health insurance from another state, from Nevada or Arizona or Delaware or something. We would allow them to be able to compete. A third thing we do is that small businesses, we allow them to be able to come together and individuals be able to come together to buy insurance as a group, which they can't do now, which also would help bring down health care. So these are just three common sense, free market things we can institute that would help bring down costs and allow people to keep the insurance, the health care they have now, but allow them to purchase it at a lower rate.
Okay, Congressman. Let's go to the phones. We have a caller on line two. Norm, you're on line two on KCNR with Congressman
Herger. Morning, Carl. Linda.
Good morning.
Morning.
Congressman Herger.
Good morning.
Hey, I just want to thank you for everything you've done for the veterans in this area.
Well, thank you, Norm. God bless you, veterans.
But I do have one question for you.
We wouldn't have the freedoms we have today, so the real
Absolutely.
Fight goes to each and every one of you.
Could I ask you one question?
Sure.
Do you think there's any chance you can defeat cap and trade?
Oh, absolutely.
Good.
I mean, now, again, they have the votes. So we
Good.
Don't know what they can do. They tried to put in a cap and trade, or I should say cap and tax, which would be an average of over $3,000 tax increase.
I know. I'm following this thing. I know what's going on up there.
But now they passed that out of the House almost a year ago, just before the July work recess, because people hit the ceiling when they went back to their districts. They were not able to pass it out of the Senate. So there's a good chance they still will not be able to pass out of the Senate. The president has indicated he's still trying to do this.
He said he was going to run it through the EPA.
So
what chance has he got doing that?
Congressman Norman asked if using the EPA as the hired gun on this instead of having to pass it through for votes.
You know, who knows what they can do? We have the most bizarre, out-of-control, left-wing, socialist administration in our nation's history. So I don't put anything past them trying to do. But, again, we get back to remember in November. We can reverse things they do. It's not easy. It's very, very difficult. Like, for example, we don't have the votes to repeal this health
care bill. We will in November.
Now. It's going to take an election where we turn the House and the Senate around. We're going to need a president who, instead of vetoing it, will pass it. But over a period of elections, we can do all this. And I feel I've never seen people so upset, so incensed, so scared, and I've never heard the term scared used before, as people are today. And I believe we're going to see the elections turn around this government in November and then consequent elections so that we can return to a republic type representative government, not one where we have a European socialist type, you know, they're smarter than we are, government, where they're trying to push everything on us.
Hey, Norm, thanks
okay,
a lot for your
Norm.
Phone call.
Thanks again for the veterans up here. Thanks again.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You, Norm. God bless you and every one of our veteran friends.
Hey, Congressman, how long do we have you today? I think we were told.
I'm afraid I have to run at 8:30.
Okay. Well, look, we're going to take a quick break and come back, and then finish up with another question, and then turn you loose. Then.
Thank you.
All right, Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
What are you going to do about dinner tonight? What are you in the mood for? A savory, mouth-watering, fork-tender filet mignon you can cut with a smile? A hot and juicy New York or top sirloin steak cooked to perfection? Deep-fried jumbo prawns? Tender ocean scallops? Crunchy, flavorful, golden brown southern fried chicken? All served with garlic bread, baked potato, or french fries, along with a big family-style bowl of tossed green salad with a homemade dressing of your choice? Yeah, in the mood? Well, then what you do about dinner tonight is do Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark for 70 years and serving the finest USDA choice meats aged and prepared to tasty perfection for an unforgettable dining experience. When you do Jack's, you do your best. Open Monday through Saturday for your dining pleasure. What are you doing for dinner tonight? Well, grab someone special and do your best. Do Jack's, 1743 California Street, Reading.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email Dennis at westcoastsustainables.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. It's 8:24 in the morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567. Our guest is Congressman Wally Herger, and he's going to have to be leaving here in about 7 minutes. So, Congressman, the cap and trade, the health care, the repeal of the health care. I know that you've introduced another bill that has to do with a value-added tax. Is that correct?
Yes, value-added tax. It's called a VAT. It's a tax that they have in Europe. It's probably one of the worst kinds of taxes you can have because it's hidden. It's a small percentage tax that they charge at every layer of production. So you, if you have a finished product, you may have, who knows, 7 to 15 different layers of production. And so at each layer, they add a tax. So your end result, you don't see what you're paying. It's all built into the cost. So the government can raise your this tax, raise it by a relatively small percentage, which can end up being 25%, or in Europe it's as high as 30% of what the cost is that the government has. And this administration is looking at adding that in addition to the taxes we already have. So it's something that I am very strongly fighting against as a member of the Tax Writing Ways and Means Committee, but it's something that they are trying in a stealth way to inflict upon us here sometime in the near future.
I'm going to change horses here completely. Out here, as you know, our unemployment rate, I think it dropped a little bit. I think we're just at 16.5 now. Do you have any plans for helping us out here, Congressman Herger?
Well, I do, but I'll tell you, everything they're doing in Washington under Obama and Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi is exactly the wrong things to do. They're basically spending, taxing, and borrowing at a unprecedented rate. The debt, 43 cents, Carl, out of every dollar we're spending this year, and it's projected to be this for the next 10 years, is borrowed money, much of which is being borrowed from China. And the only jobs are, you know, the president, when he came up with this $800 billion stimulus plan about a year ago, was at that time when he came into office about a year and a half ago, the unemployment rate was almost a little below 7%, just reaching about 7%. He said this stimulus would keep us from getting to 8%. Well, we know we hit 10% nationally. Locally, as you mentioned, we're 16%. We have counties that are higher than 16%. And what we've done is that unemployment has continued to go up with all this deficit spending. The only place we've increased jobs is government jobs. And we've hired almost 4 million new government jobs, including 26,500 IRS agents. It's unbelievable. What we need to be doing is not borrowing and spending like they did during the socialists of the Great Depression, and as this president's doing, like Japan did for a whole decade, the lost decade of the 90s. What we need to be doing is what John F. Kennedy did, what Ronald Reagan did, and that is we reduce taxes, allow people to keep more of their own money so they can go out and spend it. People are able, small businesses are able to hire, and we lower the unemployment rate. It worked during the 60s, it worked during the 80s when Reagan was in, and they can work again now.
Well, it just seems like every time we turn around here, up in the North State, something else happens. They extend the time it takes to watch spotted owls before you can do any lumber, lumber work, starting to cut trees, put people back to work. We've got a marijuana war going up in Trinity County. That's not getting any better. It's just one thing after another here. It just shows to me the strong will of the people up here in the North State. They just keep plugging along and keep fighting. If it seemed like the government needs to come here and take a look at what's going on and see what they can do to help us instead of hinder us.
Carl, you're absolutely right. I mean, we have salt of the earth people in our area, and everything they do, rather than being something, you know, we want government, get out of our way. You know, your help hurts us. Get out of our way. We have the Forest Service that's keeping us from putting roads in our forests. I'm going to be up in Trinity County just a little later on today, And, I mean, we have places up in Hay Fork where they want to expand, in Weaverville where they want to expand the airport there, and they want to trade land. The Forest Service won't even let us do that. I mean, all they are is a hindrance to us, their leadership. It's unbelievable. Every place we look, rather than helping us, they're hurting us. And what I hear people saying is, government, get out of our ways. Allow us the freedoms that our founding fathers and our Constitution allowed us to have. We are not Europe. We don't want to be a socialist Europe. And give us our government back.
Well, when you're up in Trinity County today there, Congressman, if I was you, I'd keep your head down, because they're having all types of problems out there. And this is something that somebody needs to take a look at. Those people are under siege up there.
Carl, they are. And, you know, you were talking about the marijuana wars they're having up there. I'm very much familiar with that. But, you know, it's not just Trinity County where we have this problem. We're having it all over our national forest. We have the drug cartel from Mexico have moved in. It's such an incredibly lucrative business where they're cultivating marijuana plots all over our national forest. We have people that are being shot at. There's booby traps out there. It's unbelievable.
Hey, Congressman, we're going to have to break in, because I know two things. We have a hard break, and I know you got to go here. So, Congressman, thank you so much for being on the show.
Carl and Linda, it was so good being with you. Thank you so much. I look forward to doing this again sometime soon.
Thank you, Congressman.
We will, Congressman. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks. Got to take a break here. Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. This is KCNR 1460 Clearly News Talk Radio.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. $2 billion spent by BP so far on oil spill response. But the start of summer, not what it's usually like in Florida. Fox Radio's Rich Johnson in Pensacola Beach.
With reports of tourism down anywhere from 30 to 50%, people here are trying to find ways to get out the word that the beaches are just fine so far.
Jimmy Buffett trying to help with a nationally televised concert July 1st in Alabama. Times Square bombing suspect due for arraignment shortly.
Faisal Shahzad will hear the formal charges against him in federal court here in Lower Manhattan, facing terrorism and weapons charges in the failed bomb attack in Times Square on May 1st.
Watch Radio's Jeff Manasso at the federal courthouse in Lower Manhattan. Late word of a U.S. Navy base locked down in Lakehurst, New Jersey. No word yet on why. The U.S. Supreme Court upholding a law that bans support for terror groups in all forms. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Hi, this is Diane from Country Kitchen. Everyone knows we serve a delicious, hearty breakfast made with the freshest ingredients and served with a smile. Custom-made omelets, eggs benedict, house-made breads, and of course, our famous cinnamon rolls. But let's talk lunch. Country Kitchen also serves a fantastic lunch. The burgers are hand-pressed and served on freshly baked buns. The deli meats and cheeses are the highest quality and served on your choice of house-made bread. The soups are handcrafted, most of which are Country Kitchen's original recipes. For the third season, our summer salads are back by popular demand. This year, we've added two new salads that are sure to become favorites, a classic Cobb and a grilled chicken Caesar with marinated artichoke hearts and avocado. All of the summer salads are served with a house-made dressing and your choice of cornbread or garlic toast. Whether it's breakfast or lunch, you're sure to find something to satisfy your appetite. Stop by the Country Kitchen and check out our great new fresh look. Located on Hilltop Drive, just south of the new Trader Joe's, Country Kitchen, your breakfast or lunch destination.
Furniture for life, Kubler Furniture. Everything we do is all about you.
Kubler's Furniture's trade-in sale is on now. Trade in your old furniture today and receive no haulaway or dump fees, plus extra savings off the already low prices from Kubler's. Don't throw Dad's old chair away. Trade it in and get Dad a new recliner. Trade-in savings add up depending on how much you purchase. Get up to $100 in savings for your old furniture. Trade in your old sofa for new with gorgeous sofa sets from Broyhill. Or how about a comfy new mattress from Simmons? Queen mattress sets start at just $4.99. Kubler's Furniture's trade-in sale is on now. Trade in your old for new and save. Your old furniture is worth cold, hard savings. See for yourself at Kubler's Furniture, your Broyhill Showcase Gallery.
Kubler's Furniture, furniture for life.
Trade-in sale is going on now in the month of June. Kubler's Furniture, your Broyhill Showcase Gallery. Located at 1894 Churn Creek in the Shasta Center. Some items exempt from sale. See store for details.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 8:34 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right there on Athens Avenue, home of Tim DC and the Man in Black. They cut hair. They don't style. They don't put goo on your hair. They don't do nails. They just give haircuts. And by the way, one of your customers, Bay. Rich Bay.
Wow.
Did a practical joke. He did a practical joke.
By the way, the papers have been shredded.
He had me served with fake papers. I'm not even going to go into it. By somebody that came in and said, hey, we need your deposition. And I looked at it, and I said, whoa. I said, that can't be me. And then they said, oh, this is, you know, gotcha. So, to Rich Bay, thank you very much for the papers, and now just start looking behind you all the time. Anyway, Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue. I said I'd mention it. All right.
Okay, a little bit of pop culture here. They are lowering the age for contestants to audition for Senior Idol. I'm sorry. No, Senior Idol was, we did the rap party on Friday, and so that was great to see all the contestants again. But I'm talking about American Idol. That's right. It was just over. But now they're lowering the age to 15 years old. It went from 17 to 15, and you can audition. The very first audition is going to take place in Nashville, Tennessee on July 17th. So that opens it up to a whole other, you know, there's a group of kids out there that are pretty phenomenal.
Does that mean you're old enough now to get into that? The American Idol? Okay.
That would have been perfect for me at 15.
Well, you know, at 15,
and 16.
Now, I mean, we're just talking about baseball here. I know, how can you draw a parallel? Except, you know, they're taking them younger and younger and younger, and they're putting them up there into the majors, and it's destroying many of them. They're not ready for that. You know, do you think that putting people on national TV, they're 15 years old, they're getting all these accolades, can they handle that? How many times have we seen young stars in the industry, in the TV movie industry, like Britney Spears and many others, have just come apart?
Some implode and some do not.
Well, yeah, but who are the ones that haven't? I mean, there's most of them you see, seems like they do. It's almost like, you know, when you get told that how great you are by so many people, then if somebody says maybe you're not that great, it has a tremendous impact on them.
Well, it's also an opportunity. It's funny because you think about Tots and Tiaras. We were watching.
Watching it.
Well, no, because somebody told me about it. I was watching about these little girls that are
4 year olds.
Yeah, wearing that's kind of creepy.
See,
to me.
That to me is you know what? And okay, call in, tell me I'm crazy, but it's almost like child. Abuse. I mean, not child abuse, but you see these little kids that are 5 years old, 4, 5, 6 years old, that makeup, they've got these, they've got costumes that show their bellies. And I mean, it's like, are you kidding me? I mean, this is wholesome.
We're going back to, Senior Idol. I mean, excuse me, American Idol. Senior's still on my brain. American Idol. I know what it felt like because when I was 9 and 10, after that, I was driven. So at that point, I was the girl in L.A. that stood around the block and waited for hours and hours and hours to audition. So I would have been one of those.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Driven to go to audition.
To succeed, right.
Driven to succeed. So, you know, I guess maybe in my plan or whatever my calling was, I never became a big star. I worked with big stars and was kind of, you know, had moments where there were successful times. But I don't know. I don't think any of the people I knew that were of my age that I hung out with became superstars, which is like the difference between, I guess, a parallel would be if you're super, super wealthy or just wealthy. You know, there's a whole different mindset for these people. But I do think that there are some people that have become famous that kept their humility and kept
there
their...
There have been.
A lot of that happens in the country field because they're approachable, you know, living in Nashville and meeting a lot of these and working alongside a lot of these very famous country artists. They're more down home.
Well, it's a different, I mean, it's a different atmosphere, too. Let's go to the phones here. Coach Bob, good morning. You're on KCNR.
Back to you. Good to see you both last Friday. That was fun. I enjoyed it.
It was. It was very much.
Dr. Don, and he didn't sing to us, but that's fine. Known him for quite a while.
Let me sing in my ear.
Hey, yeah, I noticed that. Quick thing on baseball. Yeah, you're right. Too young. We do it also, I think, with football players. If you go back over the list of Heisman Trophy winners, very few of them actually really make it.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reasons, I don't know. With football, with baseball, college, well, like football, colleges have to win. You know, it's like publish or perish. Well, you win or perish. And so they bring them along fast, and then you got steamrollers that can come into the majors and maybe make a quick splash, but then their arms are gone very, very quickly, especially if they're pitchers. Not so much if they're hitters, catchers, that kind of thing, but pitchers are the guys that get big headlines.
Well, a lot of times those, you know, they start these kids. I didn't realize it until I was living next door to a family like this, but these kids, from the time they're 10, 11, 12, travel all over the country playing baseball year-round.
Right. I have friends in Houston, Carl, that run a baseball school and camp and teach coaches and whatnot, and they have people who pay many buku bucks to bring their kids to these camps during the summer in the hopes they will become a pro, and they pay a lot of money for this.
Well, yeah, the people next door would take their son, and I guess he was really really good. But they took him to Florida to play in leagues down there, and he would play. During vacation times, during spring or even into the fall, they'd be traveling, so he could play baseball.
When you look at Tiger Woods and Joe Montana, and you look at especially the parents that are responsible for the kids that ice skate, and they make it to win Olympic medalists, their parents are very, very, very involved in taking them every single day to the rink or to the field, coaching them along the ways. For these great athletes, it takes involvement, very heavily involvement with the parents.
Total commitment. That's exactly correct.
Yeah, but at what point does, and especially thinking about pitchers, these kids are pitching from the time they're 7 years old. How much wear and tear is on their arm by the time they're 18 or 19?
Well, at that age, up till 18 or 19, and maybe a few years beyond, their bone structure isn't totally developed. Therein lies the problem.
Yeah. Well,
got time for one quick thing?
Sure. And we got to take a quick break.
Go ahead.
You are going to take
Yeah, no, go
right
ahead.
After,
go
no,
ahead,
you go ahead
okay.
after you.
I wish I'd pulled that practical joke on you. That's right up my alley.
Well, yeah, some...
true story. In 1967, I was in the service back in North Carolina, Fort Bragg. I sent a friend of mine who was a Berkeley student and had a deferment. I sent him a fake draft notice. And I tell you, I typed it up. I was a good typist, and I was doing stuff in the band I was in, but I didn't know what a draft notice looked like. I'd never gotten one. But I made one up best as I could, and he and his parents got it on a Saturday and took it seriously. And they marched down to the post office to the draft board on Monday morning. His sister, his mom, his dad, and the draft guy or gal looked at that and said, well, I don't know if this is us, some kind of joke. And then they saw the signature, which was my signature right below the word colonel. And I had a lot of fun with that, but I'm still looking over my back.
Yeah, there you go. This is something that, a bay will never sleep from now on.
Yeah,
okay.
You guys have a great day.
You bet. Thanks a lot, Coach Bob. We got to take a quick break here. Colin Labatt, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
The Anselmo Vineyards Wine Tasting Room is a sanctuary of elegance. Built on the structure of the original ranch house, you'll feel welcome in our cozy retreat. The tasting room offers majestic views of green pastures and the Trinity Range, and above all, wonderful, award-winning wines whose appearance, fragrance, and finish make your experience first class all the way. Chef John Stadelli's imaginative entrees will leave you with an impressionable gourmet experience like none other. Make a lifelong memory, satisfying all of your sensations when you visit Anselmo Vineyards. just a short distance from Redding. It will become your favorite romantic getaway. Call the ranch at 474-5546 or visit our website at anselmovineyards.com for lunch, dinner, and wine tasting hours. That's 474-5546. Anselmo Vineyards, your destination getaway.
You can't just hang your sign and expect customers to beat a path to your door. I'm Jennifer Haynes, Director of Marketing for NorCal Presort, your business mailroom. Our lives today are crazy busy. Most of us have a stack of deals we want to take advantage of, but time slips away from us and all of a sudden a month or two has passed by. We need reminders. There is no better reminder that is more personal or involving than direct mail. People look at their mail almost every day, but you can't send an offer once and expect us to respond. We need to be reminded of who you are and what you have to offer. Reach the correct people with the correct message at least 3 times, and they will shop in your business. NorCal Presort will take the frustration and hassle out of getting customers in your door, and you will pay less for postage. Stop by NorCal Presort at 835 Industrial, just off Hilltop, or call me at 221-6895. Reach your customers and save money today at NorCal Presort, your business mailroom.
Where do you go when you want to buy that special piece of jewelry? Where do you go when you need an honest opinion and a trustworthy jeweler? Four Winds Jewelry. Whether selling your gold, redesigning older jewelry pieces, or buying that special stone, engagement, or wedding ring, Four Winds Jewelry is the place to go. Four Winds Jewelry has been in business for over 30 years. Four Winds Jewelry has traveled around the world, developing relationships to bring you the best in quality gems and loose stones. You deserve the best. You need a jeweler you can trust at prices you can afford. Four Winds Jewelry also has the only on-site expert watchmaker and repairman specializing in high-end watches. Come in and see us at Four Winds Jewelry.
Four Winds Jewelry on Hilltop Drive in Redding, across from C.R. Gibbs. Open Monday through Friday from 9:30 to 4. For private appointments, call 222-2750. That's Four Winds Jewelry.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. We're streaming on KCNR1460.com, and our phone line here is 605-4567. Tomorrow, our guests are going to be Bud Houston. He's going to be talking to us about gang problems from back in the 90s and what was happening then. We're going to discuss what's going on around here. Bud's a retired policeman. Later on this week, Mark Beecham will be our guest host. Linda and I will be gone, of course, Wednesday and Thursday down in Sacramento.
We have a surprise for you on Wednesday. We'll announce tomorrow who's going to
sit right.
in.
That's good. You know what? We're working this one hard. Trying to get this one person in here. But anyway, Mark's going to have the Chief of Police, Peter Hansen, and Sheriff Basenko on, and this might be a good chance to ask a few questions to them. But also going to have Rick Hill from Dancing with the North, was it North State, Dancing with the Stars?
Shasta County
Shasta
style.
Shasta County, or Dancing with the Stars, Shasta County style. If you have not gotten involved with this or don't know about this, my friends, where have you been? They have been everywhere. You've got 6 dancers, and they are...
And 6 contestants.
Right, and 6 contestants. So, but the 6 contestants are people from around here. You got Rick Hill and Karen Hoyt, and gosh, there's like so many of them. And but we're going to have every one of them on the show so we can talk about them. They're going through fundraisers, and it's all to raise money for... The Shasta Women's Refuge.
Right. We'll have each one of the contestants on TV, on the radio show where we can where we can highlight each dancer and find out what kind of fundraisers they're doing. It's been amazing. We've attended Orville Thomas's. Karen Hoyt's on Friday. There's going to be one in Samo on Thursday for Rick Hill. And Nancy Eklund is going to be at Applebee's. So, we want to support the dancers and what they're doing with raising money for the Shasta Women's Refuge. It's going to be awesome. And plus, it's going to be a great show July 10th.
That's right. Maria Orozco, Nancy Eklund,
She's
Orville Thomas, Rick Hill, Tad Shackles, and Karen Hoyt. And they all are practicing, and it's all, they are, after they go home from work, then they don't go home. They go home and they start practicing dancing, so.
Hey, coming up on Dennis Miller, in the first hour, you're going to have John Dennis, who is the Republican candidate for Congress, in California, running against Nancy Pelosi. You're going to want to listen to that. You know, of course, you know, Dennis takes his calls, and we've heard actually a couple calls from Reading that have actually made through, got through, so that's great. We're going to try to bring Dennis up here in concert sometime, maybe this year or the beginning of next year. In the second hour, Ronald Brownstein, political director of National Journal and Atlanta Media, Eric Bowling, host of Money Rocks on Fox Business Network, and in the third hour is Greg Gutfeld. It's the Fox News Channel's Red Eye host and author of The Bible of Unspeakable Truths. It's coming up next on Dennis Miller.
And if you haven't heard that, those are very strange things that he has said in that book. We got to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to discuss a little bit more that's happening right here in our city. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
He was the biggest man I had ever seen. He was well over 7 foot tall. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Believe it or not, he said, I drove up from Hollywood. No one in Southern California can figure out why my car pulls to the left, and the guys at the movie studio said they had heard Coachmaster specializes in wheel alignment problems. As I got into the car for a test drive, I noticed he had the seat position altered. I could hardly reach the pedals. It felt like the movie The Incredible Shrinking Man. There is one principle that is often missed in wheel alignment, and that is to consider the weight of the driver. I estimated his weight at over 350 pounds. I put weights in the front floorboards and then realigned the car. He test drove the car and said it was perfect. That was good, because he played a monster in the movies. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Where are the best dinner prices in town? Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista Town, that's where. Imagine a juicy, tender New York steak, ribeye steak, or beer-battered jumbo prawns for only $8. A tender filet dinner with prawns for only $12.95. And there's many other different dinner options to choose from. Where is this great place? Dry Creek Station is on Highway 299, 8 minutes east of I-5 in Bella Vista, right across from the fire station. Or call 549-5386.
Are you a hunter? Do you just like to shoot? Join the revolution. Are you tired of being ignored and dealing with the my way or the highway attitude? Join the revolution. Come check out Bastiani Arms. They have a great selection of guns and accessories, and if you want something they don't have on the shelf, they'll be more than happy to track down what you're looking for and order it. That's what the revolution is all about. It's making sure you, the customer, get the respect you deserve and the product you're looking for. Bastiani Arms has a surplus of ammo on sale, only $12.99 for 20 packs of .308 ammo and $112.99 for a 200-round case. Hurry into Bastiani Arms. From guns to ammunition, full-service gunsmithing, hunter's education, and now concealed carry and renewal classes. You can get it all in just one stop at Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, Reading, or call 222-8222.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mullen, and I believe every person deserves a beautiful, healthy smile. In my dental practice, I listen to my patients' concerns and fit the treatment plan to their needs. My loyal team is dedicated to providing treatment using the latest technology with integrity, and we change lives one smile at a time. I'm Dr. Mullen, and your best dental experience is our best day. I look forward to hearing from you. 223-0436.
Hey, good morning, Reading, and welcome to Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave at KCNR Radio.
Dave.
What, Ernie?
It's not Saturday yet. I know you're all excited, but our show is on Saturday mornings between 7 and 8 a.m.
Oh, man, what are we doing here?
Well, we're asking people to clean out their garage and call in and sell our stuff for free.
Oh, the yard sales, garage sales, and all that stuff. They can call in for nothing.
That's right. Free.
Absolutely free.
Saturday morning, 7 to 8.
Hey, brought to you by Bibles, Books, and More.
By Amsoil, oilbot.com. By Essex Heating and Air.
And by ShastaTradingPost.com.
So, Dave, are you going to be here Saturday morning between 7 and 8 a.m.?
I'm going to be here with bells on, buddy.
And where's this at?
KCNR, 1460.
Hi, it's Dennis Miller. You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 AM, clearly News Talk Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, and our last segment of the show here.
It's Monday.
Monday.
Monday Madness.
8:55. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite out there in Airport Road, right down from the Burrito Bandit. Bandito Burrito?
Burrito Bandito.
That's what I said. Burrito Bandito.
You know what? Tell me about the phone number is 2449. I was talking about that he's going to give a remote away.
That's right. He's giving a remote
Explain
away.
Explain that to me.
Well, that means he's going to replace your remote. You come down there, and he's going to replace, I think, for the first 20 people that come in there, he's going to replace the remote. You know, the one that the dog chews, the one you drop in the water, those kind of things. Doug has got over 20 years in the business. He's a 82nd Airborne veteran. He guarantees his work. And it's one of those things. It's a local business that if, you know, you go to them, you know, they'll put in those home theater systems. They'll do all of those things for you. And he does great work.
244-1988.
That's right.
What, Bob?
I've known Doug for many, many years. He was a customer of mine over at North Valley Distributing, and I've watched him grow into the business, and I consider him one of my best friends, and he's one of my sponsors on Boomer Tech, so he's a great all-around guy, and I'm not just saying that because he's a sponsor. I'm saying because he's a great guy.
That's great.
Yeah, we like him a lot. Hey, you know, we're going to talk tomorrow. One of the things we're going to talk about tomorrow in between our guests is the city outsourcing marketing. They're hiring a firm for $750,000 a year to promote tourism, which includes a almost $52,000 contribution of Turtle Bay for staffing a walk-up visitor service desk. Wonder if we could get them to put it right here in KCNR and pay us that. We'll be glad to talk about this city. We talk about it all the time. Got a feeling that we're not going to win that contract. They voted 4-1 to approve a contract with the nonprofit Shasta Cascade. Mayor Jones voted against it because he objects to any Turtle Bay contribution. Anyway, that saving $150,000 over what we usually spend out there, though, how in the heck we can spend $900,000 a year for tourism and all that, and I don't think we're getting our money's worth at that point. So maybe it will work this way.
Going to be today 92. There's going to be a little bit of a wind. Gust up to 24 miles per hour. And tonight's mostly clear with a low of around 63. Currently 73 degrees. Happy Monday. Enjoy a great day.
That's right. You know, our guest, I want to talk again about our guest on Friday, Colonel Tim Garrity, who commanded the 24th Marine Amphibious Unit in Beirut in 1983, the one that was attacked. More Marines and sailors were killed there than any other time since the Battle of Iwo Jima. And he tells his story, Peacekeepers at War. And he tells about what happened there. And then we've had him on before one time, and it was people just loved the show. And so we're going to have him back on again. We're going to talk about not only there, but also what he did after he retired from the Marine Corps when he went to work for a government agency, and about the things that he has seen and his ideas on what's happening right now in the world that could have a severe impact on the United States. And then at noontime, we're going to go down to Tobacco and Brew and have a book signing and a town hall meeting there, as we have done before.
And that night, we're going to be doing an evening of jazz out at Ensemble. So make your reservations. I think we're getting close to being sold out there. It should be a wonderful night. Oh, and then, of course, we'll be down at the Assembly on the floor on Wednesday, where Carl will be receiving a wonderful honor as the North State's Veteran of the Year. And that should be very, very nice with the luncheon afterwards. And we'll tell you all about that when we get back.
It's such an honor. I don't even know what to say about it. You know, the only thing I can say is that there's many others that deserve this award also. And if there's anything we can do, if this can do anything to assist in helping veterans here in the North State, then it's worth it. We've got so many things that we need to do. So many things that are happening, that things have been positive. You know, the VA clinic expanding, the veterans home, actually, you know, the groundbreaking ceremony for that, and it's going to happen. And then out there at IGO with, Maurice Johansson, who is the impetus behind here to build the Warriors Chapel, no matter what you want to call it. You know, there are so many things that are going up here. We have so many veterans in our North State that deserve, they've earned those honors, and they deserve an honor, and they deserve the support that they have earned.
Was there truly, I don't know about you guys, but in fact, I do know about you guys, some lump in the throat moments during the Korean War Veterans Luncheon, the thank you that the Korean community gave to our local veterans who sacrificed so much for those people. I mean, that was lump in the throat stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that was on Saturday. The Korean Americans gave a luncheon, and we talked about it before, for those Korean veterans that fought in that war. And I mean, the guest speakers, Koreans that have come to our country since then, told about the hardships, the terrible hardships they were under during when the North Koreans came south, and then what the Americans did to save them. It was such an incredible ceremony. Thank you so much, Kim Chamberlain. You're the one that's behind it. And for the Korean community, thank you so much for Korean American community. Thank you so much for that. I know all of those the Korean War veterans appreciated that so much, as did we. We were honored just to be there, just to see that.
Oh, we'll see you tomorrow, and make it a great day.
That's right. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, and KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio. You know, just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lisa Lucera. Arraignment scheduled for this hour for the Pakistani-American charged in the failed plot to blow up New York City's Times Square. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso live outside the federal courthouse in Lower Manhattan.
Lisa, we're waiting to hear how Faisal Shahzad will plead to the 10 counts against him. He's charged with the attempted use of a weapon of mass destruction and other terror charges in that failed bombing attempt that could have killed hundreds and that was apparently funded by an accomplice affiliated with the Taliban. Shahzad has reportedly been cooperative with federal investigators as he faces life in prison without the possibility of parole. Lisa?
Jeff, this as the Supreme Court issues a ruling upholding a federal law that Americans do not have a constitutional right to support terror groups. The 6-3 ruling rejecting a free speech challenge from humanitarian aid groups. As Gulf residents work on cleanup, a federal judge hearing a challenge to President Obama's moratorium on deepwater drilling. Fox News Radio's Mike Matthews.